Europe's astonishing run of luck.
Visitors to Warsaw at this time of year do not usually bask in temperatures nearing 20 degrees Celsius. Bilbao tends to be frosty, not tropical, in January. But this winter is a strange one. Temperature records are being broken across Europe and energy prices are plummeting. The price of natural gas at the continent's main hub has fallen to levels last seen before the war in Ukraine. A warm autumn postponed the heating season, allowing gas storage facilities to be filled to the brim. The present warmth has enabled them to be topped up again, a startling turn in the middle of winter. All told, Europe has sucked out half as much gas from storage facilities as at this point in the past two winters, and forecasts suggest a mild end to the season. The good weather is not the only reason for cheer. Gas supply is growing as new liquefied natural gas terminals begin work. A wet autumn and windy winter have helped propel hydro and wind generators. French nuclear plants, turned off for maintenance, are slowly returning to the grid. The stressors that caused the energy crisis of 2022 are all relaxing at the same time, notes Leon Hirt of the Hertie School in Berlin. Power prices in Europe have fallen back to levels last seen before the summer. This is providing the continent with an economic boost. Indicators of sentiment have risen for 2 months in a row. Defying gloomy predictions, German industrial production continues to hold up. Unemployment remains at rock bottom across Europe, and firms plan to hire more rather than make job cuts. Forecasters are lifting their growth projections. Goldman Sachs, a bank, no longer sees the Eurozone slipping into recession in 2023. In a flashback to medieval times, a change in weather is changing Europe's economic fortunes.